The Alaska Victimization Survey sampled 800 women statewide in 2010 and delivered some staggering results. The work estimated that 59% of Alaskan women would experience intimate partner or sexual violence in their lifetimes. Gretchen Clark is a primary prevention consultant for Sitkins Against Family Violence, also known as the SAFE Shelter. Clark says past surveys have been so broad that the results, though alarming, may mask the actual extent of the problem.
It's pretty safe to say that across the state and across the country, figures on domestic violence and sexual assault are lower than, they're very conservative numbers. And so we're trying to get a more refined kind of bringing the lens in even closer to try and find out what the true numbers are. It's safe to say they're underreported, and so we're just trying to find out at what level.
This year's survey will take an even larger sample, 1,100 women in smaller communities where some believe domestic violence and sexual assault rates may be higher. Small communities are of special concern. Julia Smith is SAFE's prevention coordinator.
Sitka is one of the recipients of the Rural Community Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault pilot grant. Sitka and Kodiak, Dillingham, and Bethel have all received this grant as of the last year. And part of this funding, part of the whole program is to do a regional survey on domestic violence and sexual assault.
Participation in the rural pilot project afforded Smith and Clark the opportunity to work with researchers at the College of Health and Social Welfare at the University of Alaska Anchorage to help shape the survey. Clark says that the survey asks very personal questions, perhaps painfully personal questions.
Have you ever been hit, punched, slapped, or kicked by a partner? Would be an example of one question that would be asked. Have you ever been forced to engage in sexual activity that included penetration against your will? So those are examples of types of questions. It's not all at that level of graphic detail.
The intimate nature of the questions has already prompted at least one call to police in Sitka shortly after the survey started last week. Clark and Smith stress that the survey is anonymous and that no data can ever be linked to the individual taking the survey. Any woman who agrees to participate in the survey can stop at any time. Clark says the survey is being conducted exclusively by women who have been trained to respond to the wide spectrum of possible reactions from the survey takers. The calls to police are unusual. More often, Clark says, the survey can be a form of catharsis.
Most women are really thankful for the opportunity to report what is so often silent and hidden for them, and that this is a chance for them to tell their story, to say what's happened, and to make their number count.
The survey is being conducted through random phone calls. The survey taker will identify herself as working for Precision Opinion and asked to speak only to women in the household over the age of 18. At the end of the full survey, which takes about a half hour, women will be offered a check for $20 as a thank you gift. The mailing address respondents provide will not be associated with the survey database. Julia Smith says the survey results should be compiled by the end of the summer. We'll have a better idea of domestic violence rates in rural communities then, and
we are also using these results to guide planning and policies and provide support for more prevention programming.
Women can expect survey calls through April. Women who want to take the survey but receive the random call at an inconvenient time will be permitted to reschedule. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.